fish in too. Bitch alive, your sweet wife.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite times. We get to talk fishing. Leaf is here. Hello, Leaf.
How you doing, Deputy Dizzle?
I am doing pretty good.
All right.
I'm curious. Things are changing weather-wise. Things are way warmed up. Lahontans are probably coming upward. We've got Lowland Lake opener coming up this weekend. And where have you been? What have you been fishing?
Well, you know, I've been out and about fishing for trout, mainly.
Out and about fishing for trout.
I got a chance to get out with local metalsmith artist Nicole Ringgold and her father. And
yeah.
Just had a great time with those two. We went up to Freestone. You know, it just seems to be such place for lessons. You know, just got that nice lawn up there. We can start a casting and kind of get into it. And man, first fish she ever got on the fly was El Tigre, I call him, the tiger trout that lives up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 3 years in a row, I think, now that fish has been caught. So he's still kicking around in there.
How big is he?
Oh, he's about an 18-inch fish, 19-inch fish. He's a good fish. Yeah, one of the bigger ones in there. Just a great place, though. I had a great time with them and getting to know her better. And
well, you must have taught her right if she had a good enough presentation to hit a veteran.
Yeah.
You know?
It was kind of right in the middle of us talking. I was like, yeah, you kind of want to do this, that, the other thing. And wham, he came up and not only tried to destroy the indicator or the fly, but almost hit the indicator, too. So it kind of startled us all. And yeah, it was a great time.
Cool.
But yeah, just kind of been out looking, scouting, checking out these lowland lakes, seeing what's going to be going on. Got a great opportunity to sit down with Ryan Fortier and my fellow club members at the Methow Fly Fishing Club. And he gave us the lowdown on the plants and a lot of great fish getting put in. We've got jumbos being put in this year that are just ridiculous. I mean, I know we've done this and we've seen these in the past, but this year they're like, some of them are 3-4 pounds or better.
Mackerel.
So they're really big. They're not going to be in huge numbers. You know, maybe 50 of them, 60 of them in a lake here or there, but you'll definitely know if you got one.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, looking at the Lowland Lake opener coming up. So it's just that wide open except for the river, you know, everything, is your oyster at this moment.
Okay, yeah. let me give a pitch for that because the Eagles are putting on the kids' fishing derby out at Perigin. 6 a.m, get there early, and the kids will love that. And by noon it all wraps up, and there's prizes and all kinds of stuff, plus a steak dinner at Eagles later that day.
Oh, heck yeah. Those guys are great for doing that.
Yep.
And that's, you say that at Perigin?
Yes.
Yeah,
cool. At the boat launch.
You know, that's just a great place to be taking kids, and it kind of segues into what I was I've been hearing, and I wish I had firmer information. You know, I know for certain it's something that is going to happen. I'm pretty sure there are fish being tagged this year by WDFW. They've been coming up with all these different ways they can try to promote you know, fishing, get more people out there fishing, because the only way we get to keep doing this is through the support of licensed buyers. And there is a little bit of a tax that gets put on tackle that goes back to the state. Some people might not know, but the only way we really get to have these fisheries is participation. So I think they're going to tag some of these fish from what I hear, and if you catch one of these tagged fish, you could be open to getting a prize from one of these local businesses.
Cool.
And I don't want to go out and say which ones, but I'm pretty sure there's some really good ones.
There's prizes.
Yeah, so I'd like to get some more information on this. I wish I could get it for you before the opener. You might just have to everybody blow up Ryan because he's our guy here at WDFW. Try to be polite.
Sorry, Ryan.
997-0316 for him here in Twist at the main office, and he's the guy, you know, that kind of decides what's where and knows what's going on, you know, because some of these fish are going to be going into these lakes, may not be in there or may have been put in there. So you might just want to give them a shout and see if your favorite lake has been stocked.
Yeah. Right. So I'm guessing these are fin tags.
You know, if it's a tag, I'm thinking it might be a Floy tag, kind of like we do in our steelhead. And it kind of it's hard to explain because there's not much that looks like it, but it's a little plastic tag, sort of cylindrical and long, about an inch or two long. It would fit inside of a straw, more or less. And we poke it into the back of the fish right underneath the dorsal.
So you're not going to
close tag.
So you're not going to see it till you clean the fish.
No, you'll see it. It hangs right out. And they're usually a fairly bright color.
Okay.
And And yeah, no, you'll know absolutely.
Okay.
You'll probably see it as it's swimming in.
So that's what you look for. And apparently there's maybe prizes from several different sporting goods outfits and different things.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. So
cool.
I just got news of it the other day. Sounds like a really great idea.
Well, that's awesome because I just cannot pass for under 17 anymore for the kids' fishing derby. It's just doesn't work.
Well, and am I to understand they have prizes there too at the derby, like the old-fashioned style? I remember pretty sure that's the one they used to put on at Big Twin, and I remember winning that one time when I was about 8, 9 years old. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. I think it was like back then it was like what was the hardware store? The Merc.
Yeah.
And I got like a Zebco or something, you know, like, or a survival knife, knowing me, the Rambo survival knife at that time. But
yes.
I'm pretty sure I remember winning and getting some swag from that a long time ago.
And look how that encouragement set you on your course for life.
Yeah. So, you know, Lowland opener. Good times for the family, for everybody. Yeah. I expect to see a lot of traffic coming into town. I'm always happy to see it. I know we see a lot of people start pulling in here about midweek just getting ready for it. And
yeah, I know. It's the first migration in.
Yep.
So have you, I didn't want to change the subject on you, but have you been over to check the Lahontans where they're at? And
I decided to give it, you know, a week or two because I felt like I really had a good gauge on how it was progressing.
Okay.
And so I'm going to take one more weekend off, kind of just poke around here, maybe do some lowland. And there was a little bass lake here I wanted to do some bass fishing in. But I am definitely planning to head out there the second weekend of May because from right now on for the next 2 weeks is going to be the time. It's the shore run is happening. You know, there may not be giant packs yet, but I guarantee you, you're going to be seeing fish right now.
Okay.
Just walking the beach.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great time over there. Yeah. I can't encourage it, people enough. This right now is the time, is the pinnacle for Omak Lake. This next fortnight is the fortnight of epicness.
Fortnight. That's
it's not used enough anymore.
That's old English for a couple of weeks.
I tell ye. So please take my advice. If you haven't checked that out, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always fun where would another bunch of Lahontans be? I mean,
well, we do have them around. We have our egg bank, our brew program happens out of Lake Lenore, just below Dry Falls, Banks Lake there.
Okay.
And they're pretty big. Mm-hmm. They're the next biggest, I would say, in the state. And then they're in various other lakes, but they just won't really reach the potential that they do in Omak.
Okay.
And Omak is just sort of such like a miniature version of Pyramid Lake in so many ways that it's just kind of, you're getting your own little Pyramid Lake experience right here in Washington if you do it.
Yeah, they seem to be very acclimated to that.
Yeah, well, and place. You know, it's a big thing. They manage that fishery correctly. They being the Colville Confederated Tribes Fisheries Program. They had established a feed fish program in there first of native, I think like sculpin or something like that. There's like chub minnows. There's like a really coarse scaled, like a whitefish or something like in there. So there's like four or five different varieties of fish that they put in there just to be the feed of the fish that they were managing the sport fishery for.
Yeah, smart.
So they really did it right. They built it in. It reminds me so much of a place I haven't been to, but I've researched a lot and just kind of, it's got a lot of the same profile as far as the feed and the water and the shoreline around it. I can't also warn people enough, if it's sunny, it's like white light city there. So cover your skin up either with clothes or sunblock.
Yep, right on.
So you know, I mean, this is about that time we talk about what's going on, give a shout out to some things. I just want to give a shout out to the OORC, the Okanagan Open Roads Coalition. They're doing a lot for the sport people around here, you know, whether you're a hunter, a hiker, a bird watcher, whatever you might, or just a person that loves to defend your public lands and not let them be taken from you. These people are trying to help you with this. And right now we really need some input on the usage of the French and Texas Creek roads, historic, or right up until now, could have been yesterday. We just want to know that it's something that you've used, because there started to be gates put up there, and if we can't set a precedence and get a lot of public input on this, then it's just going to be taken from us. And that's public land back there. And that nobody should be allowed to do that to us.
Yep, right on. I mean, that people may not quite realize the fight that's going on for these traditional roads. A lot of them used to be wagon roads, and we've always had access. But there's a move to privatize them, put gates on them.
Yep.
And you're not going to like it.
Check them out at OkanaganOpenRoads.com or on Facebook, ORC, and just really please help us there. We'd be losing at least one good fishing spot back there, and we've already lost a couple to these folks. So, yeah. Also want to give a shout out to our good friends over there at North 40. Right now, they've got their bug of the week, as always. I think right now it's still a balance leech. We've kind of put a couple reports sort of close together here recently, and that's mm-hmm. the bug I was told today anyway when I called. But they also have some great deals on some echo rods, loop rods, sage rods. I've been looking at this echo gecko. It's like a three weight, super fun, like colors and action, most importantly. Mm-hmm. But it might be a rod that'd be cool for getting kids into it. It's got that kind of cool minty gecko green, fun colors, and I think maybe suited for those little ones getting into it. But it's got the action that's got me hooked. I'm going to get one.
Good.
And they've also got all the stuff you need to do. Omak Lake, and it's sort of vague there, so they can help you know where to set foot and keep in the legal zone. Mm-hmm. They can also get you your reservation permit there, and you can order anything from them that you need at north40flyshop.com.
Stop in whenever you're sweet. Yep. Stop in whenever you're in the vicinity. North 40's got it.
And if any of y'all want to book a trip or just need some fishing tips, you know how to get a hold of me. But if you don't, it's medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can listen to the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Stay warm, y'all. I guess it's not going to be too hard. Maybe put that sunblock on. And don't forget to take care of each other, your public lands. And get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on.
Your sweet wife don't catch more fish than you. Sometimes you do. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. Oh, yeah.